Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Figure in the Shadows by John Bellairs. Narrated by me, George Goodell. Chapter 1. Louis Barnevelt stood at the edge of the playground, watching the big boys fight. It was a real battle. Tom Lutz and Dave Schellenberger were two of the big wheels that ran Louis's school. Usually they beat up on everybody else. Now, they were slugging it out with each other. In a funny way, it reminded Louis of the battles of gods and heroes that he had read about in the Classics Comics version of the Iliad.
"Here, see how you like that, huh?"
Tom threw a handful of gravel in Dave's face. Dave charged Tom, and now the two of them were rolling over and over on the ground, kicking and clawing and screaming dirty words. Louis saw that the fight might be coming his way, so he backed into the shadowy alley that ran between the school and the Episcopal Church next door. Normally, Louis wouldn't have been caught within miles of a fight like this one. Louis was fat and moon-faced. In his brown sweater and baggy corduroy trousers, he looked like a balloon ascension. At least, that's what his mean Aunt Mattie had said about him once, and the phrase balloon ascension had gotten stuck in Louis's mind. His hands were soft and padded, and wouldn't develop calluses even when he rubbed them with sandpaper. When he flexed his muscles, nothing happened. He was scared of fights, and he was scared of getting beat up. Then what was he doing, standing there watching two of the toughest kids in school slug it out? Well, the back door of the school opened onto the playground, and Rose Rita had told Louis to meet her by the back door, and when she said something, she meant it. Rose Rita Pottinger was Louis's best friend, and she was being kept after school for sassy.